弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all。
感谢主的恩典，让我们星期五晚上能够聚集在教会一起来敬拜神。
Thank God we have the opportunity to come here and worship God together。
让我们可以一起来学习神的道理。
So we can learn God's law。
借着圣经的真理呢，来帮助我们在灵性上可以成长。
The truth in the Bible is to help us grow spiritually。
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考主必收纳我的祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will share today the Lord will receive my prayer.
我们大家请看诗篇第六篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 6.
诗篇第六篇。
Psalm chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇第六篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 6, verse 9.
主神听了我的恳求主必收纳我的祷告。
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer.
那这是大卫他的诗。
This is a psalm of David.
也是大卫对神的信心。
And it is the faith of David.
他非常肯定地说神会听他哀求的声音。
He said very certainly that God would hear his supplication.
所以当他在困苦流离的时候他想到的依靠就是这位全能的神。
So in his time of difficulty, he thought about the Almighty God.
他很相信这位神是听人祷告的神。
He believed that this God is a God who hears prayers.
所以我们在诗篇其实从第一篇开始，我们都看到就是大卫他怎么告诉我们，在各种情况下，他向神祷告呼求。
So starting from Psalm chapter 1, we see in all different situations, David prayed to God.
基本上从第三篇开始到第七篇这是一个段落。
Psalm 3 to 7, this is a section.
就是都是有关于大卫他对他怎么样跟神祷告蒙神垂听的他的体验。
This is David praying to God and how God hears his prayers.
因为从第八篇开始我们会看到整个诗篇的重点就不是在跟神祈求这个事。
And starting from Psalm chapter 8 is no longer praying to God about this.
他在颂赞神的伟大。
He's praising God's almightiness.
那因为这一段诗篇呢，基本上都有大卫他人生的经历里面所遭遇的一些事故。
So these psalms, David is talking about different experiences he's faced.
所以在撒母耳记下我们会看到许多有关于大卫他如何在落难当中能够蒙神的拯救。
And in 2 Samuel we see how God saved David in different situations.
这当中也包括他得罪神之后他怎么遭受患难他借这个机会来思想神给他的功课。
And it records how after he sinned, he faced different trials God gave him.
那我们也看到大卫他是怎么样要求他自己能够在神面前能够成为完全人。
And we see how David in front of God became a complete person.
他在神面前真的是认罪悔改。
Before God, he truly repented.
那他也立定志向要能够做一个合神心意的人。
He also determined to be someone who is pleasing before God.
所以在第六篇里面我们就看到他祈求神能够垂听他的祷告。
So in Psalm chapter 6, he asked God to hear his prayer.
他知道他如果没有做神喜悦的事情会惹神发怒。
And he knew that if he did not do according to God's will, that it would cause God's wrath.
那他其实在困苦流离的时候他唯一一件事情就是不住地向神祷告。
So in his time of difficulty, one thing he didn't stop doing was praying to God.
然后他相信神一定会解救他。
He believed that God would certainly save him.
那这些追杀他的仇敌最后都没有办法得胜。
And in the end, his enemies would not be victorious.
因为神已经收纳他的祷告了。
Because God already accepted his prayer.
那所以我们今天晚上从诗篇的我们所读过这几篇呢，来思想我们怎么样。生活这样的信心。
So tonight we're going to talk about these psalms that we've read over the week.
就是说我们能够从大卫他所留下这些诗篇的信息里面效法他的信心，让我们在不管在什么时候 我们的祷告都能够这么肯定的相信神收纳我的祷告了。
And learn from David that no matter what situation, that God will certainly hear our prayers.
我们知道大卫他对神有一个，他跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
So we know that David had a very intimate relationship with God.
他很认识这位神是谁。
He recognized who this God was.
所以我们在这些诗篇里面，我们会看到，他相信这位神就是他的盾牌。
And he believed that God was his shield.
神就是保护他的。
God protected him.
虽然他遇到很多人在攻击他，甚至他自己的儿子也是。
Even though he faced many people who were against him, even his own son.
所以三章第三章啊。
So chapter three.
从一开头的时候，你们看到他说他的很多敌人起来攻击他。
From the beginning, it says how many.Enemies have increased against him.
很多人都在议论他说他得不到神的帮助了。
Many people said there's no help for him in God.
但是第三节大卫他很清楚。
But verse 3, David was very clear.
但你主是我视为的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head.
这是大卫他其实是犯罪之后，第三章一开始的标题就写。是他的儿子亚沙龙追杀他的时候他所写的诗。
So after David sinned, it says in the beginning how David fled from his son Absalom.
所以这个就是神借着先知所宣告的他家会遇到的事故。
So this was one of the things that was prophesied.
所以真的很多人起来攻击他。
So yes, very many people raised up against him.
但是当他对神认罪悔改以后，
But after he repented,
他相信神就是他的盾牌。
He believed that God was his shield.
神是让他能够再一次的抬起头来，就是他能够再一次的走在神的路上。
God would be the one who lift up his head.
也就是说，神他会再一次的接纳他，让他蒙恩呢。
God would accept him again and bless him.
神是他的荣耀。
God is his glory.
所以他很认识这位神是。收纳罪人的神。
So he knew that this God was a God who accepts sinners.
他相信神会视为来保护他。
And he knew that God would protect him.
你看这个神的保护呢，在这一段的诗篇里面不断重复的出现。
We see that God's protection is throughout these psalms.
如果我们看第六章第五章。
If we look at chapter five.
第五章。
Chapter five.
第五章，我们如果看第十二节
，If you look at verse 11，
五章十二节，因为你必赐福给义人，主啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌，四面护卫他。
十二节 ，Oh, surge 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield.
这里是一样是盾牌的哈。
Here also says shield.
神是我们的盾牌。
God is our shield.
他盾牌这里他说用神的恩惠四面护卫着我们。
It says that God's favor will surround us.
所以这就是神，他是施恩典的神。
So God is a God who gives grace.
大卫他很了解神，不但他是接纳罪人，他也是施恩典的神。
David knew that God was not only a God who accepts sinners but also gives grace.
我们今天人的心要靠神的恩典才能够建立起来。
And today we can only be established by grace.
其实我们每一天都在神的恩典底下才可以存活。
Actually, every day we are living by God's grace.
如果没有神保护我们，在路上有这么多危险。
If God does not protect us, there are so many dangers around us.
你看有多少意外，其实都是出乎人的原本的那个预测。有很多意外发生了。
Oh, there are many accidents.
对，那这些都是。我们有时候突然来到，我们没有办法避免的。
And sometimes they come and we have no way to stop it.
但是其实因着主耶稣的神的恩典的保护，所以让我们可以存活。
But because of God's grace, we can continue to live.
你看我们在东部这个地方会下雪，我们很多人都经历，有时候在路上出现意外如果不是神保护，我们可能就没命了。
So in the Northeast, we know it snows a lot, and maybe there can be accidents, but if it's not for God's grace, maybe we wouldn't be alive today.
所以神的恩典如同盾牌，四面环绕着我们。
So God's grace is like a shield that surrounds us.
这就是这位神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
This God is a very merciful God.
我们看第七章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 10.
第十节说：“神是我的盾牌，他拯救心里正直的人。”
My defense is of God who saves the upright in heart.
神是我的盾牌，这是大卫他很清楚的宣告。
God is my shield was something that David was very certain about.
第七篇是这个便雅悯人古实在咒骂他的时候，应该讲的是示每。
So Psalm 7 is after a Benjamite was.
这个应该是细描，就是咒骂大卫。大卫在逃亡的时候，在路上咒骂大卫那个人。
So when David was running away, the person who was yelling at David.
那就认为大卫是活该啊，该死的。
He said that David ought to die.
他应该要遇到这样的一个、这样被人家追杀的这个遭遇。
That David deserves to be put in a situation where he was running away.
但是这个时候，大卫他很清楚，我知道说，其实神他是看我们人的心肠肺腑的。
But David knew that God looks.
第九节那里特别说，神他看到我们的内心的想法。
Like verse 9 says, God tests the hearts and minds.
也就是说。其实这位公义的神他看我们人对就是得罪他的事情我们到底是怎么想的。
So God is righteous and he tests our hearts and minds when we sin against him.
我们一个人有时候在一些事情上很难免会犯错。
In some situations,
也就是说我们人没有办法完全呢。
Humans aren't perfect.
也就是说我们有可能在不同的阶段里面有一些不同的过犯。
Sometimes we will sin.
就是在不同的年龄的时候，不同的阶段，不同的 stage， 我们可能会有不同的问题。
In different stages of our life, we have different problems.
就好像现在的青年，有许多人就是会有这个在网络上一直玩 game， 打这个网络的游戏哦，一直变成沉溺在这样的一个很不健康的生活形态里面。
For example, youths today may have an addiction to games.
那就荒废了他的学业。
And they forget about their education.
那有些人就是被这个社会影响，他就对这个信仰就没有兴趣了。
And they're influenced by the society, so they have no more interest in.
有时候生活就变得很世俗化。
And their life becomes very secularized.
但是我们看年轻人的他的过犯，在中年人来说就不是个问题。
But when you're an adult, these aren't problems anymore.
所以年长的人他所遇到的挑战都是不一样的。
So grown-ups face different problems.
所以我们每一个阶段都有可能我们会犯错的一些陷阱。
So in different stages of our life, we may face different temptations.
其实我们每个人在每一个生活阶段里面都一直在学习说怎么样能够追求在神眼中的完全。
And we're always learning how to be more perfect in the eyes of God.
生活本身就是一个学习。
So life is a learning process.
所以我们有时候。没有经过一个事情，我们就不会增长一个见识，我们就不会有那个智慧。
So if we do not go through certain things, then we don't learn and know how to grow.
这是为什么连长辈他有时候他的生活经历、他的信仰的体验，对年轻人来说很珍贵。
That's why the experiences of the elderly are very precious.
年长者他们经历的生活的这些各种考验，能够还留在教会，能够还对神很忠心，这就是年轻人应该要效法的一个榜样。
Older members leave an example to the younger members of going through things in their life, but still remaining faithful to God.
他们能够一直对神没有失落信心，一直能够保留在教会里面来亲近神，表示他们真的认识这位神是谁。
They can continue coming to church, and that shows that they really know that who God is.
那所以我们其实每一个人在每一个阶段里面可能都有过犯。
So even though we go through different stages in our lives,
但是神。他是一个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
God is a merciful God.
他其实也知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
他让我们遇到这些试炼的时候。
And he puts us through certain trials.
或者是他允许我们在有某一些事情犯错的时候。
Or he allows us to do certain wrongs.
其实不但是当事人本身要学习神给他的功课。
These are actually things for us to learn from.
而且整个教会弟兄姐妹当中其实也在学习要怎么样能够有神的心来接纳这些犯错又愿意回头的人。
And as a church, we are learning how to come back to God after we sin.
你看今天我们有时候我们如果犯错了。
So today when we sin,
我们自己本身一定会觉得很不应该。
We will feel in ourselves that we shouldn't have done this.
但是对一个犯错，他愿意回头的人，我们用什么心态去接纳他呢？
But how do we accept someone who's wronged us?
我们能不能够用神的这个恩典怜悯的心态度去面对这样的一个弟兄姐妹？
Can we be merciful like God and accept these members?
其实我们如果看圣经，看大卫他对神的体认啊，他所留下的这些诗篇里面的信息。
So we see the messages that David left for us in his Psalms.
我们就看到第十节特别说神拯救心里正直的人。
Verse 10 says that God saves the upright in heart.
这个心里正直表示他犯错之后他懂得悔改的。
So those who are upright in heart know to repent after they've sinned.
神看我们人的心，肺腑心肠，就是神看透我们的意念。
God tests our hearts and minds.
我们人往往是看外表。
So humans look at outward appearance.
但是神看人的内心。
But God looks at the heart.
所以我们有时候对一件事情一定要从神的角度去看事情。
So sometimes we have to look from God's perspective.
要从神这个怜悯的心肠，然后去看神知道这个人，那神如果悦纳，那我们一定没有问题。
So we have to have mercy like God and know that if God accept this person, then we should have no problem.
我们人也愿意接纳。
We should also accept this person.
所以在教会里面，我们就会看到很多弟兄姐妹能够互相包容。
So in the church, we see that brothers and sisters can love one another.
不会，当我们犯错的时候，我们很怕回到教会来。
But people are afraid to come back to church.
因为我们有时候弟兄姐妹之所以从教会消失，
some members disappear from church.
事实上是因为害怕再到教会面对弟兄姐妹不同的眼光。
Because they're afraid of how other members will view them.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹出一个关心的问候，对对方来说可能就是一个好像很严厉的责备一样。
Sometimes a question can seem like rebuke.
但其实神你看他期待的人，每一个人过犯之后都能愿意回头，然后回转归向他。
But God accepts those who turn back to Him.
所以神，你看他建立义人，他会让义人坚定起来。
So God saves the upright in heart.
神他不愿意人继续在罪恶当中受苦了。
And He's not willing that people continue to suffer in sin.
所以他愿意拯救心里正直的人。
So He's willing to save the upright in heart.
这个就是你看神他是成为我们的盾牌。
So God is our shield.
这里特别大卫提到这个神他的特质。
So here David talks about God's characteristics.
这是对于我们今天每一个人来说，我们都期待能够得到神这样的怜悯。
And today every one of us receives God's mercy.
因此我们如果越认识神之后，我们弟兄姐妹之间在互相在相处的时候，我们一定能够展现出这个神的这个性情是有怜悯有公义的。
And the more we come to know God, we'll also be able to be merciful and just like God.
那这位神，圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
所以神又是公义的。
God is just.
其实，像第七篇呢，我们今天读经的这一篇呢。
So Psalm chapter 7, the one we're reading today.
他一直在强调神是公义的审判者。
It emphasizes that God is a just judge.
第十一节马上说神是公义的审判的。
Verse 11 says God is a just judge.
神是天天他向恶人发怒的神。
God is angry with the wicked every day.
如果有人不回头，你看神就处罚审判。
And if he does not turn back, then God judges.
这是我们看那个是假设语气，是如果人不回头，执迷不悟。
If someone does not turn back.
但是神如果你看人如果回头，神就接纳。
But if someone does turn back, then God accepts them.
真的从内心里面悔改，认错，祈求神帮助。能够有一个重新正直的灵走在神的路上。
If they repent truly and are willing to turn back to God,
那神就接纳了。
Then God accepts.
所以我们看到这就是我们所敬拜的这位真神他的特质。
So these are the characteristics of the God we worship.
那在诗篇当中，我们也看到大卫他相清楚知道神的公义。
In Psalm, we see that David is very familiar with God's justice.
神的公义在大卫眼中是绝对不打折扣的。
In David's eyes, God's justice is unquestionable.
神他不喜欢恶事，不喜欢恶人。
God does not like wicked people.
所以你看这个神的这个正直你看我们看一下第五篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 5.
第五篇。
Psalm chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
在谈到这个神的特质。
Talks about God's characteristics.
因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能够与你同居。
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you.
第五节。狂傲人不能够站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity.
第六节说，说谎言的你必灭绝，好流人血、弄诡诈的都为主所憎恶。
Verse 6, you shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man.
你看他这一段经文在特别描述神是怎么样厌恶罪恶。
This passage talks about how God deals with wickedness.
这些罪恶、啊、在神面前都站立不住。
Those who are wicked cannot stand before God.
所以你看，作恶、骄傲、诡诈、谎言，这个都在神面前不容许。
Wickedness, boastful, workers of iniquity, falsehood, these cannot stand before God.
所以今天我们认识神哦，他是要我们人成为正直，走在他的路上。
So we know that today God wants us to be upright people.
我们如果知道神他厌恶罪恶，我们如果了解他的心，我们人其实就会真的对罪恶很敏感了。
If we know the heart of God and that He hates wickedness, then we will also be sensitive to wickedness.
就好像我们今天在社会上跟人家相处的时候
，like when we are with people in society，
我们如果知道说神是厌恶谎言的神
，if we know that God is a God who hates wickedness，
那我们跟人相处的时候，我们就要诚实。
That we will be true, even when outside.
我们不可以说谎话。
We won't say false things.
我们跟人相处，是就是，不是就是不是。
Our yes will be yes, and our no will be no.
所以这个就是你看，谎言的父亲是这个魔鬼撒旦呢。
Lying is from the devil.
我们今天敬拜的这位神是真实的神。
And the God we worship is true.
所以我们既然称为神的儿子，我们就活出这个诚实的特质来。
So today.Because we are sons of God, we should also be true like God.
所以我们如果有一个这样子对神的认识，我们在生活上我们就必然会远离罪恶。
So if we know God, then we will also avoid sin in our lives.
那神，你看他是这个怜悯的神。
God is a merciful God.
你看他大卫哈，他在第六篇第一节说。
So Psalm chapter 6 verse 1 says,
主啊，求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure.
第二节，主啊，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。主啊，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤。
Two, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled.
第三节说，我心也大大的惊惶。主啊，你要到几时才救我呢？
Three, my soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?
第四节，主啊，求你转回搭救我，因你的慈爱拯救我。
For return, O Lord, deliver me, O save me for your mercy's sake.
这是大卫他祈求神啊，再一次的施怜悯啊，不要责备他啊。
Here, David is asking God one more time for mercy and not to punish him.
今天如果我们其实人也是这样，如果在怒中惩罚的时候，就会很严厉。
Actually, men are like this too. When we are angry, then we punish.
有时候我们在怒中不可以做重大决定。
In our wrath, we cannot make decisions.
所以当我们碰到一些事情会让我们觉得很不愉快，甚至想要发怒的时候，一定要非常小心。
So we have to be very careful when we are angry.
有时候我们做的决定太仓促。
We are too rash when we make decisions.
当我们决定很仓促的时候，很有可能会犯错。
And it's very likely that we'll make a mistake.
所以。大卫他祈求神能够怜悯可怜他的软弱了。
So David asked God to have mercy with his weaknesses.
那祈求神能够医治他。
And ask God to heal him.
今天我们一个人如果其实犯错的时候，其实很需要神的帮助，需要神的医治。
Today when we sin, we need God's help and God's healing.
那其实我们今天每一个人都希望说神他以笑脸来对待我们。我们期待神对我们 smile。
We want God to smile upon us today.
他能够用他的脸来光照我们。
That God's countenance will be upon us.
其实神真的也是会这样做。如果我们真的有心里面认识神的这个特质以后。
So once we truly know God, God will do this.
你看第四篇的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 6.
第四篇的第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？主啊，求你扬起脸来，光照我们。
6. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us.
神，你看，今天我们都很害怕神那个很严厉的脸色跟很严厉的声音。
Today we are very fearful of God's harsh voice.
我们都期待神用笑脸来光照我们。
And we want God to lift up His light.
当神脸光照我们的时候，我们就得到温暖，我们就得到爱，我们就得到力量。
And once God's countenance is lifted upon us, then we are strengthened.
所以这位神其实他是愿意让我们重新得力量的。
God is willing to strengthen us.
他有时候是会熬炼我们。
Sometimes he chastises us.
所以我们人需要能够等候神。
So we have to wait for God.
所以第六章第三节说，主啊，你要到几时呢？到几时呢？
So chapter 6 verse 3 says, O Lord, how long?
这个也就是说，其实神按在他的时候来做他的事情。
So God does things according to his own timing.
那这个时候，其实神他一定会再施怜悯，让我们回转。
And God will certainly be merciful and let us turn back to Him.
神不会一直永远怀怒了。
God will not be angry forever.
所以这是我们从诗篇里面看到神的这个特质。
So here we see the characteristics of God.
为什么诗人能够这么肯定，大卫能够这么肯定说神一定会收纳我的祷告？
How could David be so sure that God would accept his prayer?
虽然他曾经犯了那么大的错，
even though he sinned so greatly.
但他对神的哀求，神都听到了。
But his plea, God heard.
神把他的祷告，把他的眼泪都把他收藏起来了。
God put all his tears in his bottle.
你看第六篇哈。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六篇第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
第六篇第六节说我因为哀恨而困乏，我每夜流泪，把床榻飘起，把褥子湿透了。
6. I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears.
第七节，我因忧愁眼睛干瘪，又因我一切的敌人眼睛昏花。
7. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies.
那这个其实就是大卫在描述他是怎么样跟神认罪悔改的。
And here David is describing how he repented to God.
那他有这样一个心情之后，你看他很肯定的说，神一定会收他的祷告。
And with this kind of repentance, he knew that God would certainly accept him.
我们接下来认识了神的这个特质之后，我们来看看我们人应该是怎么样祷告的。
After we know the characteristics of God, we know how we should pray.
因为大卫他后来他虽然这样仇敌在追赶他，他这样子其实内忧外患，他其实遭遇到很大的苦楚。
Even though there was enemies after him and there was a lot of suffering.
可是最后当神接纳他的时候，他还是可以安然躺下睡觉。
But after God accepted him, he could lay down and sleep in peace.
所以在这几篇经文当中就提到大卫他晚上还可以睡得很安稳。
So in these Psalms, it says that David slept in peace.
有时候我们祷告如果不够，我们其实晚上会睡得不好。
Sometimes when we pray, if we don't pray enough, we can't sleep.
我们有时候忧虑太多的时候，我们会睡不好。
When we have too many worries, we cannot sleep peacefully.
那我们如果在恐惧当中，更不用说很难睡了。在恐惧 and fear 的时候。
When we're fearful, we cannot sleep even more peacefully.
但是你看大卫他是怎么样的
？But here we see how David was.
第三章啊。
Chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我躺下睡觉，我醒着，神都保佑我。
I lay down and slept. I woke, for the Lord sustained me.
他可以睡得很安稳啊。
He could sleep so peacefully.
那我们再看第四节。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第八节，第四章第八节了，对不起。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你主使我安然居住。
I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
那这个就是你看大卫，他有神的帮助之后，他内心就很平安了。
After David had the help of God, he was very peaceful in his heart.
所以我们看到，今天如果我们相信神，他收纳我们祷告，其实我们就可以有这样子内心的平安，这就是主耶稣应许的。
So we know that when God accepts our prayers, then we can have this sort of peace. This was promised.
甚至在风暴当中，我们都有平安。
Even in
在大的 storm 很危险的状况底下，我们都很放心的可以睡觉了。
Even in a very dangerous storm, we can still sleep in peace.
因为 救恩属于神，神一定会拯救。
Because salvation is from God.
所以我们现在来看我们人的部分，要怎么样来效法大卫，来让我们的祷告可以真的被神接纳，我们可以得到这样内心的平安。
Let's see how we as humans should be like David and have prayers that God accepts.
最后也能够像大卫这样子欢呼歌颂神的救恩呢。
And like David, be able to praise God for his salvation.
我们看第五篇。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五篇。
Chapter 5.
第一节。
First one.
主啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation.
第二节，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
To give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray.
这是大卫在认识神的前提底下，他祈求神侧耳听他的祷告。
David, who knew God, was asking God to hear his.
他是向神倾心吐意的，把他的心放在神面前。
He was putting his whole heart before God.
所以我们今天一定要用心祷告。
So today we have to pray with our hearts.
祷告不能够只是形式上的，或者是尽义务性的祷告。
Not just prayers of formality.
我们今天比如说在学生联会的时候
，For example, during SSE.
因为群体的生活
，Because our
就是 group 的 schedule， 我们就是照着这个 schedule 在做事的。
Because we are doing things as a group.
有时候祷告的时候，这些学员呢，他真的不是用心的祷告的。
Sometimes students aren't praying with their whole heart.
就不得不跪在那里。
They're just kneeling there.
等铃响。
You're just waiting for the bell to ring.
他其实，在祷告当中，他就觉得很痛苦。
They think that prayer is very painful.
所以就会想尽办法，等一下上厕所，不然等一下就要去喝水，他一定有很多理由，赶快趁机绕跑。
So they think of many methods or excuses to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water.
那就是其实因为不了解说，其实神他看我们的内心。
Because they do not understand that God looks at the heart.
如果没有心在那里祷告的时候，真的我们会觉得说祷告是受苦。
If you're not praying with your heart, then prayer can be very painful.
但是这里大卫他真的用心的祷告，跟神呼求。
But David here was praying with all his heart.
所以为什么圣经说这样主耶稣告诉我们说，我们今天要寻求神，要用心灵和诚实，就是用我们的这个灵啊，我们的心啊，整个生命来跟他祷告，寻求神。
So why does it say that we have to pray to God with our whole hearts?
我们 worship God 就是用圣灵，用真理来敬拜他。
It says that we should worship God in spirit and in truth.
第三节，我看五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
第五章第三节，这个是对我们来说一个很大的提醒。
This is a reminder for us.
主啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
5 verse 3, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up.
他这里大卫他一直强调早晨的时光。
Here David emphasizes the morning.
所以今天我们在祷告神的时候，要献上最好的时间。
Today when we pray, we should offer our best time.
要把我们真的脑筋最清楚的那个时间，现在献给神，跪在他的面前，把我们的心交给他。
The time when our minds are the most clear, we should offer before God.
今天对我们上班的弟兄姐妹来说，其实这一点我们要特别用心才能做得到的。
For those who are working, this takes an extra effort.
否则，我们有时候早上匆匆忙忙的出门，我们没有时间祷告。
Sometimes we just rush out the door, we don't have time to pray.
我们学生上学也是这样子。
It's the same for students.
那结果呢？我们通常想到回家的时候，我再来 make up 我的祷告时间。
And when we come home, we feel as if we should make up our prayer.
通常我们晚上的时候，我们都很累了。
And by the time at night, we're already tired.
祷告五分钟觉得很久。
5 minutes seems very long.
祷告到最后就躺下去，就躺了，躺平了。
And we're praying, but we lie down.
就最后就躺在床上默想神的话。
And then we're lying on our beds and praying in silence.
然后不知不觉就睡着了。
And then we fall asleep.
那其实是因为我们忽略了把最好的时间献给神。
We've forgotten to give our best time to God.
你看，我们常常在说，我们要把我们的 talent， 我们的这些才干最好的部分啊，来用来服侍神。
So we talk about giving our talents to serve God.
我们今天要服侍神，不能够等到我在社会上已经没有什么剩余价值的，把最后剩下的把它拿来给神。
Usually we just take our leftovers and give it to God.
我们把这个生命的精华都为这个世界打拼以后。
after we've exhausted our resources in the society.
然后我们很累了，我不要做了，我现在剩下了，我来用在神身上。
And we're already tired. We just give whatever we have left to God.
这从献祭的角度来看，这是变成次等的。
In terms of offerings, this isn't good.
你看，在献祭里面，他一定要求最好的最好的生命。
We have to give our best to God.
这个观念我们都很容易了解。
So we all know this concept.
所以我们如果把祭物要献给神，我们都一定要没有残疾的，是精华。所以像一岁的、三岁的，都是生命最好的这个阶段。献给像献牛、献羊，有时候是一岁，有时候是三岁嘛。
Just like for offerings, usually you have to offer a bull that is 1 year old or 3 years old. It is the best.
不会说我拿一条12年、20年的牛老牛来献给神吗？
Not offering a 20-year-old cow to God.
不会的。
You won't do that.
那所以最好的献给神。
You have to give your best to God.
祭物本身就是这样子，但是我们的时间呢？
Offerings are like this, but what about our time?
所以我们每一天把我们的生命献在神面前。
Every day we should put our lives before God.
所以我们早上，我们心思最好的时段，把它放在神面前。
So in the morning, our best time, we should put it before God.
所以我们有些弟兄姐妹真的，他们很用心的追求，早上五点的时候要教会祷告。
Some members are very diligent with this. They wake up at 5 to pray.
因为他们有时候很早就要上班了。
Because they have to go to work very early.
所以他们在上班之前，先到教会去祷告。
So before they go to work, they come to church to pray.
刚醒过来的时候，真的是精神最好的时候。
When you first wake up, that's when your mind is
clear. 这样的习惯养成以后
，And once you have this habit,
他们就很自然的每一天一大早的时候就先祷告，把一些事情都先告诉神。
It's very natural that you just get up and then you pray and tell all your things to God.
这个时间不在于要多长。
Doesn't matter how long.
但是这个时候就是最精华的时间，最好的时段。
But this is the best time.
也就是说，在很多世界上的事情还没有干扰以前，先把我们的心思呈现在神面前。
Before things of the world crowd our hearts, we should give our hearts.
然后之后再去工作。
And then we continue to work.
有的学生就在上学。
And students go to school.
如果能够这样子养成这个习惯，真的是很不错。
And if we have this habit, it's very good.
所以小弟在观察，有这样的早晨的祷告的这些信徒真的灵性都一直成长。
So I've seen that members who have a habit of praying in the morning, they continue to grow.
所以大卫他说早晨我要向神陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
So David says in the morning, I will direct to you, I will look up.
就是他会很小心。他今天我们如果在神面前祷告了
，He's very careful. So today when we pray,
我们对今天所要发生的事情，我们就有一个警惕。神会提醒我们小心该说的话。或者是做该做的事。
Oh, God will remind us to be careful of things we do and say.
圣灵就会引导我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us.
所以我们要献上最好的时间给神。
So we have to put our best time before God.
有时候这个就是一个小小的改变而已。
Sometimes this is just a very small change.
所以我们就有一些弟兄姐妹真的很努力的追求，早上要出门以前一定要先跪在神面前祷告一段时间。
And some members set apart a time that before they go out, they pray.
那其实我们看这样子长期祷告下来，真的神的恩典就相随。
And really, when you pray like this for a long time, God's mercy is.
神听了我们祷告的声音。
God hears the voice of our prayers.
因为神，我们每次祷告，神就侧耳听了。
Every time we pray, God hears.
那我们祷告也要有信心的。
We also have to pray with faith.
我们不能够用一个恐惧战惊的心情 来神面前。
We cannot come with doubt before God.
我们如果认识神以后，
Once we know God,
我们一定欢欢喜喜的向神祷告。
We will pray to God with all our hearts.
很高兴，我很高兴。
Very joyfully.
看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏的心向你的圣殿下拜。
Verse 7, but as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
这里说我是凭着神的慈爱进入神的居所的。
Here it says, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy.
是相信神的慈爱一定会随着我们的。
To know that God's mercy is certainly with us.
也就是说对神的爱不会怀疑的。
No doubt about God's love.
今天有时候我们会怀疑神的爱，想说神是不是还要我，是不是会这样子对我发怒。
Sometimes we doubt God's love and think whether He would accept us.
对我们人来说，今天 我们如果感觉到我们被爱，我们内心就很温暖。
Today, when we feel loved, then we
are warm inside,
and we will have peace.
我们才有办法安然睡觉。
And we can sleep in peace.
但是我们如果觉得说很多对我们发怒的时候，我们心里会恐惧。
But if we know that a lot of people are mad at us, we will have fear.
所以大卫他这里特别说，他是凭着神丰富的慈爱进到他面前来。
So here it says, David goes into God's house in His mercy.
在神的殿里面，他存敬畏的心，享受神的爱。
And in fear of God, he worships before his temple.
他并没有浪费神的恩典。
He doesn't waste God's grace.
所以他是凭着神的恩典，神的恩像盾牌一样四面环绕他。
God's grace is like a shield that surrounds him.
所以在神的爱，在神的家里面感受到神的爱。
So in God's house, he feels God's love.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们来到神的家。
So today we come before the house of God.
我们一定要让每一个人来到这里，能够体会到神的慈爱。
Everyone should come here and experience God's love.
那我们就很乐意的到神的教会来祷告，来得到神的怜悯。
And we will eagerly come before God in His church.
那我们其实，你看大卫他这个时候，他那个祷告的心态，他是下一个决心的。
So David had a very steadfast and determined heart when he prays.
第八节
，Verse 8.
主啊，求你因我的仇敌，凭你的公义引导我，使你的道路在我的面前正直。
Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your face straight before my face.
他是决定要走在神的道路上，在神的路在他面前是很直的，就是说他愿意走上去，一定是尽力的走。
He was determined to walk in God's way.
因为他相信神会引导他。
Because he knew God would lead him.
所以我们今天来到神面前呢，其实我们就是愿意跟随神的这个真理的引导来过日子。
So today, when we come before God, we are willing to be led by God's truth.
因此呢，我们今天相信神会收纳我们祷告，我们是有那个决心，愿意走在主的路上的。
And we believe God hears our prayers, and we are led by God.
那我们会自我要求，祷告人会要求自己的。
Oh, so we will request of ourselves.
你看大卫在第七篇，他这样子期待，他要求他自己。
Chapter 7, he'srequesting himself.
就是说他要求他如果这样子活在最终，祷告没有用的。看第七章第七篇的第四节。
If we look at Psalm 7 verse 4,
从第三节开始。第三节。
Starting from verse 3.
主我的神啊，我若行了这事，若有罪孽在我手里，我若以恶报那与我交好的人，连那无辜与我为敌的我也救了他，就任凭仇敌追赶我，直到追上，将我的生命踏在地下，使我的荣耀归于灰尘。
3-5 O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who is at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust.
你看，这个就是大卫他的决心。
This is David's determination.
我如果让罪孽继续在我的手里。
If I continue to sin,
如果我是那种很残酷的、很没有爱心的人。
If I am a person without love,
或者是我是没有公义的。
Or if I am not just,
那就让仇敌追赶我。
Then let the enemy pursue me,
让我的性命被踩在地上。
Let my life be trampled.
这就是大卫他决心要走在神路上的一个很明显的宣告。
So David was very clear that he wanted to walk before God.
我们今天如果能够在神面前下这样的决心，
So if we can have the same determination,
其实我们最后都能够很相信神，他会带给我们恩典，让我们重新的喜得欢呼。
Then we know that God will bless us.
我们最后一定充满喜乐，信仰当中，信仰的路上一定是很平安很愉快的。
Will be very joyful, and our life of faith will be very peaceful.
最后看五章第十一节。
Lastly, let's look at chapter 5, verse 11.
五篇第十一节说：“凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你护庇他们；又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。”
Verse 11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you.
愿我们都能够在神面前得到这样的欢呼喜乐。
May we also be able to receive this kind of joy.
我们都能够成为一个爱神的人。
Let's be people who love God.
我们都能够得到神的护庇 能够得到神恩惠的保护在这个信仰路上立上加力。
And receive God's grace and protection and be strengthened.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
265首。
295.
265.
265.